what was really interesting is there was a big push a while back about getting people engaged. And so one of the questions that came up was people confused the difference between the Forest Service and the Park Service. And I ended up getting a lot of questions saying, well, in the Forest Service, the parks. It kept on going, and I made a contact there in Missoula, and I said, hey, let's put together something that actually explains what the Forest Service is.
And I think you all did that very effectively as well. You went to the 9 Mile Ranger Station, right?
We did. We went to the 9 Mile Ranger Station. What was really engaging about that was, I tell everyone when I speak about this, is I feel like I step back in history. I step back and experiencing something that was put there by people. It was so amazing to realize that this had been there for years, and it's still a working, viable ranch. It was amazing.
And this was shot last November, right?
Right.
It looked awfully cold, but it also looks like you and your crew did some pretty fun stuff. Tell us about it.
We went up in the mountains. We actually had the ability to go to the 9 Mile Ranger District and, you know, see where they wintered the mules and the horses. But we also went up and saw some of the places where the CCC had worked. And I was personally blown away to realize that a lot of this stuff was built by the Corps. And so basically engaging the outdoors and engaging it from a perspective where I could tell about the careers and the opportunities in the Forest Service. So a lot of people said it was cold. The warmthness that I got by doing this, I never remembered the coldness. It was amazing.
Oh, very nice. So the question would be, I would assume that this lifestyle is so foreign to your target audience, packing, horses, the open country, cowboys. Has it connected with an urban audience?
Well, I'll say this. I'd like to thank everyone there at the Forest Service for working with me and giving me the opportunity, specifically Bob Shin, who kind of helped put a lot of this together. It has hit a core. A lot of people did not know the history, did not realize that the Forest Service was different than the park, and it was available to them. You know, there was a part in the show where they said, hey, this is available. If you want to come out, you can use it. And it just engaged a lot of youth, a lot of adults, and said, hey, I didn't realize that that was available. And in our audience, it has actually taken off. We've got a lot of students that are engaged in not only just coming out, but interested in jobs and opportunities. It hit a core.
And this is important because the Forest Service, it seems right now, is working to diversify its ranks. Why do you think that's important?
Well, the world is changing. We're really, truly a melting pot, and I think the Forest Service and any other service needs to mimic and look like what their communities are and what the world is. And so what makes America great is the ability that we engage all these cultures and we pull out the very best, and that's what I think the Forest Service is trying to do.
What then does the agency need to do to successfully diversify itself? What message does it need to send out there?
I think the message that they're talking about now, hey, this is available. This is an opportunity. And not only is it an opportunity, I think it's something that, you know, most kids need to be engaged in. You know, you think about right now, everything is talking about green and STEM and all this, and they're talking about the environment, and they're talking about all these issues that affect not only us, but for the next, you know, hundreds and hundreds of years. So part of working towards that, like the Forest Service is doing, it just behooves them not to go out there and say, hey, this is what we do, and there is opportunity. Not only is there opportunity recreation, but there are job opportunities.
But it's a completely different culture than to a young guy, young woman in downtown Kansas City, say, where you're based. That's a hard sell.
Actually, it's not. A lot of people think kind of that, you know, hey, this is the big city, and actually it's really not. People are really studying history. Kansas City was like one of the hot spots for going to the West. It was one of the stops. You think about Dodge City. There were a lot of cowboys, and then there's a lot of history that's tied to it. So what the easy part is, and a lot of people think it's hard, is sometimes you got to educate them. And you also have to have someone that they trust to say, hey, this is okay for you to like this. You need to look at it. Not all of them are going to go like, hey, I want to go, you know, on top of a couple of mountains. But you're going to have a few of them go like, man, that looks very interesting. And no one told me that it was available.
And Wayne, you've acted as an ambassador for Region 1.
Oh, very much so. What's been pretty interesting dealing with this show and working with this is all of the different individuals that have contacted me. And I've got contacted from rural areas. And it's one of those things where you go and you say, I did not expect for it to get that type of legs. We've had international calls talking about, I absolutely love that. And I'm like, well, how'd you see it? Where'd you go? And they're talking about opportunity. And so many people are concerned about the environment. And so for me, being able to be a catalyst or a way to say, hey, just look at this. Man, it's such a wonderful feeling.
And you and your team, you're working on two additional programs that were shot in Western Montana right now?
We are. The next part of this is we did a show dealing with research, and I had the opportunity to go and see where they're studying genome and things of that nature. And we also went to the fire lab and thinking about the different fires and all the science wrapped around it. We actually had the opportunity that we ran into the Bitterroot hotshot crew and did a piece about that. And then we went up into Nez Perce. And so what we want to do is we want to tell a story about not only about the jobs, but about the people. And the people that were doing the jobs, and some of these people are implants from the East Coast and the West Coast and from California. And you know, you think about, okay, she's from, what do you mean you're from Santa Barbara? It's those stories that our kids and UrbanCorp needs to hear. That's the story.
When do they air?
I'm expecting for the first show, which is dealing with research, to air next week. If it fits into the schedule, both of them will air in July, and then we'll have another airing in September. And I tell everyone, type up Urban American Outdoors and check out your listing, and you'll find us. I always tell her, we're somewhere out there.
So. I've been speaking with Wayne Hubbard, who along with his charming wife, Candy, I had the pleasure of meeting last year in person, the owner and hosts of Urban American Outdoor Television. Wayne, always a pleasure chatting with you. Thanks so much for your time.
Have a great one.